Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk. Talk radio for the masses.
Yes, I'm drinking water.
Here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. And the Devil's Radio is up and running.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's Wednesday morning. Again and again and again.
And again.
And again.
Groundhog Day.
The infinite loop.
Yes, and it means time for the talk in AEW, because why not?
Why not?
Okay.
Did everybody enjoy your Thanksgiving?
I did.
Yes, it was really good.
We had company, too. We had children running in and out of the house all day.
Yeah, like,
since my daughter is only two houses away, very close.
Yeah.
And we had the grandchildren over to visit, and my daughter stay there and watch the parade with us, and it went back and forth because we had two ovens working. She brought over yams that she had made, and it was interesting. All with
cool.
The new stoves and everything going full blast.
Yeah.
So we managed to actually produce pretty good food.
So. Yeah, there's what, four pies, three turkeys.
And the partridge and a pear tree.
Yes, three birds, four pies. There was
stuffing rolls, macaroni and cheese, deviled eggs.
We were feeding the masses.
Yes.
Yes, we were. We were feeding a pretty good amount of the people. And what happens? Minnie comes, who I know, she's my sister from another mister. She comes over and has herself a Thanksgiving lunch and dinner or whatever she wanted to call it. She loaded up her plate, threw it in the microwave, and boom. She helped herself.
Yeah, we had enough leftovers, trust me.
Yeah, I know, we sure did. So it was cool. We enjoyed it. We had turkey dunkums and pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
Get the terminology right there. Gravy dunkums.
Now, for those who don't know what gravy dunkums are, because we have some weird terminology for stuff at our house.
Sorry.
What exactly is a gravy dunkum?
I go ahead and take the leftover turkey. I shred it up a little bit. Go ahead and put it with like a couple spoons, ladles full of gravy and go ahead and warm
yeah,
it up.
She had to make sure she says ladles.
Go ahead and take some of the dinner rolls and dunk them in there and eat it that way. Hey, I'm weird.
All right, so getting into our topic today.
Yes.
About hobbies.
Oh, God. Yeah.
We all had, I'm sure 98% of our listeners have had hobbies, and some of us still do.
Yes. In fact, I've
Why do hobbies have to involve collecting? Let's figure that out for a moment.
Because I like it.
Because if your hobby is stamp collecting,
mother, God love her soul,
you exactly doing that. You're collecting stamps.
Yes, she did.
The coin hobby, you're collecting coins.
Mother and father.
I mean, I've had some weird hobbies in my day.
Yeah, dude, same.
And I used to do modeling.
Yeah, so. you used to have little airplane models?
I had World War II airplane models. I had Star Wars models. I had Battlestar Galactica models. Yeah. I had...
You had to watch out for the airplane glue because you get kind of lightheaded.
The little tubes of airplane glue, and then you know the little thing, the decals you had to stick in the warm water, and you had to put
bless
them
on you, really Carol,
carefully, and
you just had a tweezers to put them on there.
But even that guy, you start with like one model. Said, hey, this is cool, you know. And then I was. Building,
next thing you know, building you're
building ships and airplanes and
it's begun, I think
Death
it's,
Stars,
yeah,
and Millennium but Falcons,
but you don't understand
Battle Stars and X Wings and Y Wings.
I think it's because you will always want to go bigger, bigger and better with your collection. You always want to,
but that's my point.
Advance more with it.
Who has hobbies that don't involve collecting?
I have one. But I think that kind of counts as collecting, too, because I kind of have a crap load of yarn. So that would be my crocheting.
Right, but you collect the yarn.
Yeah, like I said, I think that kind of falls under the umbrella.
I know what she has a hobby of, but she's not collecting them. Bunny rabbits.
Yes. Technically, I'm collecting bunny rabbit-related things, but I keep my rabbit.
She's got one bunny rabbit, and
that's
that thing
a
is...
That's hobby. That's taking care of a pet.
That's still a
fish
hobby!
Fishkeeping is technically a hobby, and I have two guppies.
He has two. He's,
because of all, he's a pet. All okay, the stuff
wait,
having to work with the chemicals
wait, whoa, whoa,
and stuff.
Wait a minute. You have two guppies.
Yes.
We have a 30-gallon tank.
Yes.
You're going to get what?
More guppies.
So you're right. So you're going to start collecting guppies.
Not all necessarily guppies, but they come under cute. What? Okay, so they're named after my other two hobbies, which is collecting Pokemon cards and Pokemon games, because their names are Pikachu and Charizard. What? I had help with that name. Thank you, Zess.
What? Well, but that's my point. Every hobby at some point involves...
Collecting at some part.
Yeah, mine kind of
mine kind of went way past what was supposed to happen.
Yours is all yes, over the living room.
Mine's all over the place, man.
And where's mine?
And then yours is like all over the place too.
I know. And when I get home, be prepared. All that other stuff's coming off the walls, and boom, up goes Christmas, Buster.
But I you know, what is now a hobby didn't start as a hobby. It started as from something that stemmed.
After I go shopping.
It stemmed a couple of years. Shopping today? Stemmed a couple of years ago and kind of exploded because part of it's an umbrella to another part of it, which is an umbrella to another part of it, is an umbrella to another part of it.
Yeah, go ahead and. Yeah,
so you find out when you start with the essential oils and the aromatherapy,
yes.
As I was going through books and researching clinical trials, you find out that now you break off into healing crystals because that's the umbrella of the aromatherapy.
Yeah, because you...
So from healing crystals, you go to chakra crystals.
Yes.
And then that breaks off into
meditation.
Western metaphysics. With
yes.
So now I have a
Tibetan singing bowl.
Tibetan singing bowl, Himalayan salt lamp.
Yes.
And tarot cards. Just got into tarot cards yesterday. Which, by the way, in case people didn't know, was actually invented in Italy as a regular... card game.
Yes.
Not so much the metaphysical stuff that it is today, but it was actually made as a regular card game.
Yes.
And then somebody said, hey, this is great for predicting the future and talking about your romances and your good fortune and all that. So we'll use that for that. But this has kind of gone out because I've got, you know, healing bracelets and healing crystals and a house full of crystals and little bottles of crystals. And she's got one of the healing stones, the thumb stones here.
Yes, I have a question.
It's my Monster Gate thumb rock.
Jess.
For anxiety and stuff. What?
I have a question.
Yes.
All right. We both have watched this movie a couple of times. Am I or am I not? Am I or am I wrong? But wasn't Gucci Patricia? Wasn't she doing her thing?
She was doing the person that she had helped hire to kill her husband was actually her tarot card reader.
Thank you. In Italy.
Yes. And let's go in. George Harrison was into numerology.
And yes, he was.
And astrology.
And astrology and meditation, because he was the one that convinced the other three Beatles to go to India to do the meditation with Maharishi.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys watch Critter Fixers.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
And one of the doctors,
Dr. Hodges,
has Tibetan singing bowls.
Yes, he's getting into the oils, the healing crystals, and the Tibetan singing bowls. So that way it de-stresses them from surgeries and pet loss issues, you know. Owners are not the only ones that feel affected by it. The veterinarians do too. So as a way to get rid of the negativity in the office, he decided to bring his Tibetan singing bowls and his diffuser.
What? It's to help.
And it was to help to cleanse the area of negativity and to calm down the staff.
Exactly. He decided to do
And also he's getting into acupuncture.
Yeah, he decided he was going to do...
Yeah, you happy I haven't gone that route yet?
No. No, no. No, 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 no.
I'm telling you right now, I have a... I don't think so. I have a problem with my back, other suggestion by my physician.
Acupuncture is a wonderful thing.
She told me to try...
Yes.
She says, if that doesn't
What's
work, and I could afford it, to go to...
I can always go online.
A chiropractor.
I can go online and see if we can find the needles.
No.
No. I want a licensed person. Thank you. You know, I ain't going to be your vegetable.
I'm not you a voodoo
poke
doll.
Some? No, you want to poke some with a needle? I'll give you a potato. Practice on a potato.
Ooh, cool.
Actually, Dr. Hodges went ahead and suggested that when he started, he was starting to practice on potatoes.
Yeah, because you're not practicing on me.
Because you have to go ahead and put the needle in at a certain, just the tip of
angle.
It at a certain depth and a certain angle, or else you're going to paralyze people.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
So you're not paralyzing me. I already feel that way.
If you do it wrong, you can, supposedly. No. No.
We'll talk after the show.
No.
No vegetables.
No.
We'll do a live broadcast.
No.
No. What's wrong with you?
A lot of things.
Yeah, I know. I found that out the first day I met you.
You really want to open up that can of worms?
I know. I know that from the first day I met him. He wasn't all there.
So.
I gave him a chance. What can I say?
Almost every hobby involves collecting.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Look at me. I mean, I started with what? Very little bag of yarn.
Yeah, and she talks
and
about
plastic.
Me with my little crystals all about the house. She's got bags of yarn and seasonal stuff and
What about that bag that what about those bags that Tabby had gave me the
past weekend? She's got like this big bag of blankets come in.
No.
That's full.
No, it's a blanket correction.
She's got 10 bins in the house with decorations in them that she's made.
I happen to have in the house.
I have three little shelves.
That's underneath the coffee table. And it sits into a bed in a bag, an empty bed in a bag, is every piece of great big giant balls of yarn, Jessica can tell you, mm-hmm. with three different kinds of plastic in it, mm-hmm. plastic circles, glue sticks, glue gun, shapes. Oh, yeah. And underneath the table in the bedroom, there are books, stacks and stacks and stacks of books, all of my designs and stuff.
And she's worrying about my little three shelves that I have.
Don't take over my space. I must decorate. No.
There's nothing wrong with your three
shelves. If I can't decorate,
shelves.
I will kill you.
It was a joke, folks.
Don't take it serious.
I've seen some of the crystal posts on social media where they got like china closets.
Oh yeah.
Full of these.
Oh god.
Full of crystals, and I got like three little shelves.
Actually, you have, what? You have one, two,
I have three shelves.
No, four. You forgot the one up over the couch. No.
That's one of the three.
No, it's not.
It is.
There's four. You forgot the little kitty cat.
How are you? The little kitty cat.
Yes.
See, okay, there is four.
Yes.
I got four little shelves, and you're spread out all over the house.
Mine is secretly hidden, also underneath the chair.
Oh, my goodness.
Hers is secretly hidden.
This is what I have to deal with at home, folks. Help
I don't
me.
Care. I don't care. I'm the woman.
She goes in to watch TV.
Owns it.
She goes into her room to watch TV, and she's lugging this tote bag that weighs about 75 pounds.
It is not!
Because it's full of
I watch TV or whatever. I was watching.
She's come here and done it. Yeah. We can go back and look in our library. There's times that she's been sitting in the studio doing the show, and she's...
And your point is what? I am now currently working on it's going to be Christmas green with white things that says Jordan on it, for is the Jordans for my children, for their front door, with Christmas ornaments on it for Christmas. I figured my kids are going to love it. I asked them if they wanted something for the front door, and Tabby goes, "Can you do that, Ma?" Of course I can. I am mother.
I am mother. Hear me roar.
Meow. I'm working on a blanket.
Same blanket you've been working on for 5 years.
Yeah, but I decided to say, oh, crap it, and go ahead, pull the yarn out, and then redo it again.
She has fun.
Because I learned how to do the actual stitch for it now.
She didn't
and it's not
like the way it
chain.
Was before. And she also went ahead and made her a scarf.
Yeah. Made myself a little mint chocolate chip accent scarf. It's kind
of
cute.
I had a lot of hobbies.
Yes.
Through my years.
Yeah.
I started with baseball cards.
Really?
That was
your first thing?
That lasted about a month.
Your first thing was baseball
cards?
Well,
thank God it wasn't, he was collecting girlfriends, so you only had one.
Anyway. I started with baseball cards.
Oh, cool.
That got boring and expensive real quick.
Did it really?
Yeah, because it's like when you collect any other kind of cards, you've got to get the next box and then the next box. And then you end up getting the crap cards that you can't get rid of.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Do you remember what's up on the top shelf in the bedroom? It's in a white box.
Those TNG cards?
Yes, they have never been opened.
I got a bunch of TNG cards up in the thing.
Never
like 20
been
years old.
Opened.
Yep.
They're in mint condition, never been opened.
And you got
nothing.
You got people who collect wrestling figures.
Yep.
I've got a few of them, but through my years, I went from baseball cards to marbles.
Don't get me started. I had marbles, too. I used to love the beautiful colors of them.
That's what I used to get. I used to go out and just find ones that were different colors.
My mom would find them on the floor, Maggie. She would find them on the floor. And if she found them on the floor and we had the fish tank, you go, you just lost them.
They went from marbles to trains. And that got expensive real quick.
Oh, yeah.
And too big.
No, and some of the trains.
And so I didn't have enough room to lay out the layout I wanted, but between
the trains.
In the
big basement, you didn't have enough room.
I had one little table. What was going to put it on the floor?
Oh, my God. Like, you couldn't have talked to your parents to get another one.
I couldn't
have
told my parents to do anything. But anyway.
I'm waiting for the lightning to strike. You realize you could have asked Pop. Pop would have done anything.
Uh-huh.
I believe
Except
it.
Pop wasn't the problem, and that's a show in and of itself.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, God, it was Mother, the mm-hmm. witch.
Then I mm-hmm. went to models.
Oh, yeah, you had, what, your airplane models, you had your Star Wars models, you had all kinds of different ones that you told me about.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, I had World War II planes, I had World War II tanks, and then I went in, you know, when Star Wars came out.
Yes.
In 1977.
Well, yeah.
I had to get all that stuff, so then I, you know, so I graduated from planes and tanks, and had my little, I actually set up little war scenes with little army men and stuff, and blew things up and set things on fire.
That's cool.
And I went to, you know,
it's actually pretty cool.
Getting the Star Wars stuff, so you know, we had the, you know, I had to get the Millennium Falcon, get the X-Wing, well, yeah. and the TIE Fighter, and put them on strings.
And I started. You know, I started at interesting collections and going from point
then from there,
times.
From there, it went to when Battlestar Galactica came out in 1980. We had to add that to the list.
Well, yeah.
Well, I went from I went from collecting baby dolls to collecting posters all over my wall to collecting stuffed animals. Then from my stuffed animals, I went to my Snoopies. Every Snoopy and imaginable, all over the house, in the house, you name it, we got a Snoopy.
So, yeah.
Yes.
And it's all over the house. Literally all over the house.
Yeah, I just got a new one. I got a cookie jar.
A couple new ones. And then when I was in California,
yeah,
I was collecting press kits and movie scripts.
Oh, really?
There was this store on Hollywood Boulevard. Where they would sell the old scripts, most some of them signed, some of them not.
Nice
press kits from different films.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, cool! Which ones did you have?
Oh God!
I don't. Well, I had to be that.
So
person.
Why didn't you bring any of? Oh yeah, there was during the earthquake.
Really?
Yeah, this little thing called the Northridge Metals, the Northridge Earthquake. Yeah. They kind of wouldn't let me go back into the rubble to find this stuff.
Really?
Oh, well.
Yeah. And when the second floor became the first floor, and the first floor was in the parking garage.
Yeah.
7.8 on the Richter scale.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. What did I have?
No brains.
I can't even remember.
I'm pretty sure you had a Star Wars one.
No. Star Wars ones were
extremely expensive. They
were outrageous. I had like space balls.
Space balls.
You know, there's a script signed by Harrison Ford for, you know, $900, and there's a space balls press kit for like $15. So
I don't blame you. I really don't blame you at that point in time, you know?
That's crazy. Well, I wouldn't. Nah.
You'd be surprised.
I will never go back.
I'm not talking about going back. I'm talking about while I was there. Stay on the subject we're on. But I did that. I had a few. I think I had a script from Ghost.
Oh, wow.
That's was actually not that bad. Price-wise. Mm. And I got that. It wasn't signed or anything, but it was one of the drafts of it. I think I had Indiana Jones.
Oh, cool.
So,
Indiana Jones, the adventure continues on and on and on.
I mean, I had a few
I'm
things.
I'm sorry.
I know... Nah. Cross-eyed Small went ahead and used them because my uncle went ahead and had one of Scarface. And a scarfish grip.
And then came a wrestling stuff.
Yes.
When you're so deep into wrestling paraphernalia that you actually get a stand-up of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes.
From Time Warner Cable at the time, because we knew somebody at Time Warner and said, hey, you want this, take this home.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. We still have free
tickets to WWE events in the day.
Yeah.
And we actually held up a house show.
How about the fact that we were so involved into it that we actually used to have, and now we can use it for toilet paper, we had the stocks that were in it. And now it's worthless.
Right.
And paper.
We held up a house show.
Yeah.
We did.
Because the guy who was in charge at the time comes out in the middle of the house show with The Undertaker and Triple H in the ring to give us this box.
Yep.
And inside this box was a life-size
banner
of Stone Cold Steve Austin at the time.
And what happened with that? They turned on and they told the people. I walked into the ladies' room. I got cornered by people, women. What was in the box? What was in the box? Did you open it? Do you know what it is?
No.
Did you get a chance to find out what it is yet?
No.
And one of the ladies, I turned around and I says, all I know is I was told not to open it while I was
at the arena.
At the arena. Well, unfortunately, we go ahead and we're sitting there and we're watching and patiently waiting for the match to begin afterwards. It didn't begin because the two main stars of it wanted to know what was in the box.
They held up the match.
Yeah, they did.
And this was at the time it was The Undertaker versus Triple H. And it was at the, was now the MVP arena, what was in the Pepsi arena.
Yeah.
Those boys were curious.
And it was a house show. So they weren't going to go on and perform.
No.
Until they found out what was in the box.
He goes,
and we told them.
What did he give you?
We told them, so we can't open the box. Spooner said, and this guy, his name was John Spooner, who's running the local stuff at the WWE, said we can't open the box. And Undertaker said, beep him and open
it
box
anyways.
And open
he
it
says,
anyways.
Open it up, open it up. He turned it, I'll take full responsibility.
So they started to chant, open the box. We got, 7,000 to 8,000 people at the Pepsi Arena, a house show going, open the box. Because they refused to perform until we opened the box.
Yeah,
so we were holding up the whole kit and caboodle here for that show.
What we did is we popped it.
We popped it a little bit
enough to open it. And I says, it's a banner of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And
he goes, boo.
Yeah. You get The Undertaker and Triple H going, boo. Okay, back to business. They thought it was something from them or something.
Yeah. Paul, it was Triple H. He said, he goes, man, I thought it was something good.
Exactly.
That was his comment. He screams as loud as he can. Man, I thought it was something good.
Yeah, so he was standing there pointing to me going, how about me, baby? And I turn around and say, anytime. Anytime, always joking.
This is in the days of VCR, so we would sit and record Monday Night Raw.
Yes.
We would record SmackDown.
Yep.
We have, we bought pay-per-view tapes. We've got
DVDs
and VHS tapes.
Yeah. We replaced them all with DVDs. We have got stocks. And I think they're all together on the shelf. I think there is probably about maybe.
So now, as time is fleeting, because we got to go in like 30 seconds.
I'm talking about the DVD sets. I think if all together, we have about maybe 12 or 15 of them that are different.
So now it's all metaphysical stuff.
Yes.
And now it's all a big fight over who's who and what what.
Who's who and what what. Who is who and what what.
We
are out of here. We will talk to everybody next week.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.